Okay, I want to start with the Rashbam on the pasuk V'lonosan Hashem Lachem Lev Ladas V'Naim Liros V'Naim Lishmuad Yom Hazeh. Let him Mefarshim speak on this pasuk. A lot of shmuzim on that Rashi, but there's a Rashbam and a Sephardo I want to discuss. So the Rashbam says, Ad hayom hazeh, I can't even read it. I think it means afal pi shereisem ma'asev hagdolim. Even though you saw, even though you saw these tremendous ma'asim, the nisim that took place, still, lo nosan lachem lev ladas v'naim liros v'naim lishmoa until today. So you saw the great miracles. So this is, it's pretty amazing, because one usually associates a revelation, a nes galoi, with if I experience the nes galoi, I'm going to have the ultimate Ruchnius experience. And we tend to think, we're misled to think that that's going to capture our Yetzer Tov, be the ultimate Hispilus going into the Yom Nerum, if a Nes would happen. But we see clearly that's not the case. Alpha Pishra Isa Maisa Gdolim, even though they saw all the Maisa Gdolim, they still did not attain the level of ruchnius that they should have or could have. And you see that even more from the Sfarno. Sfarno says, "Lo nosan Hashem lachem lev ladas, afal pi shehu yis'al lehishtadel." Even though HaKadosh Baruch himself tried, bitarosav, through some of the mitzvahs, umofsav, and all of the nisim, losesh lachem lev ladas, even though through the mitzvahs of the Torah and through the Nisim, Hashem tried to give you this lathe, but Amro, as it says, or Amro, Hashem, lo husug zeh hamechuvan, they did not reach this objective, merov merichem, because of their whatever resistance. So I think we have whatever the Rashbam said, that same thing, but they had the opportunity with all these nisim, he throws in Tarosav, the mitzvahs and the nisim, they had that and they still didn't attain that. But he throws in something else also, which caught my eye. Afal pish hu yis'ala hishtadel. We also like to think that if we'd have the Rebbe, the best Rebbe, if I'd have had that Rebbe, I remember when I was in that grade, if I put in that chair, now that, if I would have had that Rebbe, would have been gevaldik. Here, Klal Yisrael had a pretty good Rebbe who had an objective in his class. The Ribono Shel Olam himself, Afal Pi Shehu Yis'ala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, the praised one, Hishtadel, he tried, B'tarosa Umosav, through the mitzvahs and the nisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried. That was his objective. I'm going to send you these mitzvahs. I'm going to send you these nisim. And the objective is, after you do that, you're going to be inspired. Still, lo husleg zem b'chuvan, merob b'richam, the resistance. Now, there's a certain Bechira Chavshi, and the best Rebbe, he had the best Rebbe, who was doing everything possible, l'chora, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I think everyone agrees, knows how to teach the class. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Hishtadel, he made this the objective through the Torah, through the mitzvos, to be able to bring us this Lev Ladas and Merov Merichem. I think the word is just resistance. That we just resisted it. We resisted it. And for whatever reason, but you know, the opportunity is not lost. The next pasuk says, but now that we're in Eretz Yisrael, now you could do it. But just the hair that, you know, here are the, no excuses. You know, you had the best equipment. You had the best smart board. Everyone thought when the smart boards come, oh, education is going to be so amazing. I remember my first year teaching, I was teaching a 12th grade class in Queens. And we're learning Kedushin. And the in March 1st, the art school was putting out this big marketing blitz that Kedushin's coming out March 1st because Daf Yomi was up to Kedushin and they were announcing it. You know, Kedushin's coming out March 1st. So I was teaching Kedushin to 12th grade Bekias, a very, very strong class. So they came to me and says, Rebbe, come March 1st. You're not going to need a job. Then you're not going to be needed here. They're going to get rid of you because they don't need you because they have art scroll. They're not going to need you. So I told them, I said, laughing, I said, I will give anyone in this class $1 per point. I think I made $5 per point over your average you're going to get after that art scroll comes out. I said, you still have to read the art scroll and use a brain, which you don't have. So that's what I told them. In my youth, I said things like that. I wouldn't say it anymore. But in my youth, I was still like Shtickle and Kol. I said a sharp line like that. But yeah, they thought, oh, the art scroll is going to come out. It's going to be so gewaldic. You think Talmidim are doing so much better because there's art scrolls around? Yeah, same. Same thing with all the excuses. Because we resist it. And we have the best tools, the best Rebbe, the best objective, the best everything. Tarosov, Mofsov. Can you get better than it's the best smart board possible? You have that open Nisim that are done. We see the Neis Golui. And yet still, Mirov Merichem. So we have this, you know, inner core that's able to just Merichem, just to resist. And we have to work on ourselves that we don't want to resist. We want to be open. We want to be Makabel. And even then, not so easy. It's a simple thing. We have everything going for us. But we have to be open to it. We have to keep working on ourselves. We want to be open to it to be able to mekabel it. Okay, the last item. It's going on the pasuk v'tavo el amakom hazeh, and they came v'yetzei sichon melech cheshbon. They came to sichon v'og melech habashon. The kosenu l'mechama. They came to fight us, but not came, and we hit them. We were victorious of them. Okay, so he says as follows. Ulefi pirusho achron hachi pirusho. Point to the last pshat, which he goes through. You can read the whole Sefer Chachamim. Me'acha shegatem el hamadrega hazos. Now that you reach this madrega, shetuchlu lahasig chachmas yisborech. Shehu Torah Mitzvahs. Now that you're able to, you reach this Madrega, that you're able to attain, absorb HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chachma through the Torah Mitzvahs, V'tuchlu Gamkein Lahachzig, and you're also able to attain Shekol Hatzlachaschem, Hatzlachasam, all of your success, Heim Ayidei Kiyum HaTorah Mitzvahs, is through Torah Mitzvahs. What's that next word? Bechule? Bechule? She... Huh? Achi kis them, that you were victorious over the Shnei Malchia, Mari Sichon and Og. Lachain, therefore, Me'ata, from now, who min aroi, it is appropriate, shetishmeru, that you should keep the mitzvahs, kadei shetatzlichu b'chol asher tasu, you should be successful with all that you do, v'imlav lo tatzlichu, and if not, he won't be successful. Ki Ki me'ata hu. I know. I should have brought the chumash for me. But a couple of points I want to say. I don't know, I can't read that last word. You can find it in here. You could. Medakdeich imachim. Okay. A couple of things. On the first line, it just I was just being medakdeich in the gradations of these madregas. First, he says you'll reach the madrega of reaching Chochmas Hashem, Torah Mitzvahs. And then you'll also reach the next madrega. What's the next madrega that he'll deher, that he'll, all his hatzlacha is coming from the Kiyum Torah Mitzvahs. So that means it's possible. That means you can have madrega 1 without madrega 2. I just for me, it was a very big deher. You can have madrega 1 without madrega 2. What's madrega 1? Madrega 1 is he attains the Chochmas Hashem. What's Chochmas Hashem? Torah Mitzvahs. Do you know what Chochmas Torah Mitzvahs is? That's like Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He attained Chochma of Hashem, Torah Mitzvahs. He knows Kol HaTorah Kula, and he knows all the mitzvahs. But the next Madriga he didn't reach yet. That's a second Darga. The second Darga is to Deher, that all you're having Atzlacha, it's because you're keeping the Torah. That means it's possible, that if they don't go, it's not Vaday. You have to get both Madregas. So just the hair. You can know the whole Tosfos, the Fichach, with every Maram. That's too long. Every Maram, Marsha, every Shita Mekubetzes. You can get everything. You get the whole Dror de Monoclair. And yet still, and you're flying high. It's Gevaldik. You know the whole thing. But you didn't, and you have so much Hatzlacha, but they don't, doesn't connect. It's not necessarily a connection. That's a separate Madrega. First, Torah Mitzvahs, Chochmas Abori, Torah Mitzvahs, but there's another Madrega after that of realizing and connecting the dots. That the Hatzlacha that you have is because you were Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs. Well, what's the whole purpose of Torah Mitzvahs, learning Torah? It's Chochma Torah Mevila De Maisa. Is supposed to bring you to something. Rabbi Shai Kohn, I don't know if he said what he said to the base manager. I overheard what he said to the high school. He said a person could be learning mamash yomam v'layla, tefillas and davening all day, all long, all week, all year, and not one time to mention a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's possible. So there's, I don't think this is, I don't know if this is necessarily a new Kiddush, but it's just to the hair, the separate dishes. So we have to work on ourselves. We have to work on ourselves to the hair that, yeah, we worked on Tos Leficha, wrote it down, to the hair that's mamish a kiyum haTorah. We are learning Torah Lishma, and the hatzlacha that we're going to have for this year is going to come because I'm doing the Ratzon Hashem. I am learning Torah. I'm keeping the mitzvahs. To connect the dots. Connect the dots. It won't happen just by itself. We have to connect the dots. Here you see there's separate madrigas. It's not just vaday. That you do the Torah, learn the Torah mitzvahs from Chaim Kanievsky, and then automatically you're just going to assume that all the hatzlacha comes from that. That's not true. And then after he has these two madrigas, he adds in the stir thing. So now that's min haroi shetishmeru kedei shetatzlichu b'chol asher tasu. So now you did the chachma Torah mitzvahs. And you reach the second madrega that you connected the dots. So now you need another motivation to continue doing it. So now you should be shomer the mitzvahs so that you have all this hatzlacha. It sounds like you're still not in the clear. As he did the first Madrega, Reb Chaim Kanievsky made a Siyum HaTorah, Erev Pesach. And then you connected that all the Hatzlacha is going to come from the Kiyum of that Torah Mitzvahs. Okay? You connect the dots. So that's in the past. But what about the future? No guarantees. Now you have to use that motivation. That's a next Madrega. So now it's appropriate for you to be Shomer the Torah, so you should have this Latzlacha in everything you do. So the hair that we, for the future, you have to still work on ourselves. That, I did that, and I got that, therefore I should continue doing it. It's an avoda. Okay, then I was on a roll with tears. T-I-E-R-S. This item, I give you full permission to doing it last, so you can bat out if you don't like it. Like I'm not sure, but if you look at the last forno, Lamataskilu es kol asher tasun. So the forno says, Shetasigu hamachuvan, that you should reach the objective, b'chol maseichem, with all your actions, l'chai olam l'chai isha. So what's l'chai olam l'chai isha? L'chai olam is olam haba. It's eternal. Olam is eternal. L'chai isha is this world. So, to me, it would seem, okay, ani akatan, that somebody who's working on himself, that he should reach the objective for Olam Haba. He's in Olam Haba like a mensch. He's doing something with Olam Haba. So it's Bechlal Masayim Mana. If you have $200, you have $100. So if I have what I need for Olam Haba, I have what I need for Olam Haza. But it's separate motivations. I have what's going to, I have the Torah Mitzvahs. It's going to get me into Olam Haba. But I also need this deher l'chai isha. I need it for this world too. It's going to make me successful here too. That this person, even though he learned his musar, and he knows he's going to get his olam haba, mamish will be at the highest level, but he still needs, I don't understand this, He still needs that motivation, l'chai isha. That's also motivation. Because you got to speak to Yetzer Hara too. His Yetzer Tov was convinced. But he has to speak to his Yetzer Hara also. That even though he's doing everything for his Olam Haba, but if he doesn't speak to his Yetzer Hara to make him successful in this world, wow, and I'm gonna have this, and I have this, and I have this, I have everything I possibly could need, that he needs also. So, okay, you let me know about that one. Sure. Okay, I just finished. I'm coming.